What is up, everyone? Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Podcast Network. It is Friday, September 25th, 2020, and it's time to give you your Padre briefing. And as of tonight, the Padres did clinch the home field in the wild card series. Only one wild card team gets home field. The Padres are that. They clinch the fourth seed because of the Cardinals losing. Now, these are the good news. These are the good things that have happened. Unfortunately, despite the walk-off win from Trent Grisham in San Francisco, which is a very odd one. I mean, the sentence of Padres walk-off in San Francisco in seven innings is a perfect 2020 sentence. It will make absolutely no sense to the 2019 version of yourself. And isn't that kind of what 2020 is all about? But anyways, we break down the Padres, and we are now two games away, from the regular season ending. There is really nothing more the Padres can do except stay healthy. And unfortunately, that has not happened this week. Mike Clevinger, of course, was scratched from a start, and bicep tightness, a little bit of a concern, made his next start this past week against the Angels on Wednesday. Pitched the first inning, looked lights out, looked really good, had everything working, it seemed like. And Padres come up about halfway through the first at bat. Don Arcillo, one of the great color guys in the game, the Padres color guy. And he, unfortunately, you know, you could feel the kind of worry in his voice when he's like, Morahone is warming up. This might turn into a bullpen day. There was maybe rumors that Tingler had thrown Clevinger out maybe to keep the Angels guessing. It was going to be a bullpen day the whole time. He just wanted Clevinger to pitch. About the fourth inning, that was announced that that was not the case. Clevinger was pulled because of bicep tightness. Now, obviously, that's what kept him out of his first start, the start that he was scratched from earlier in the year. This is concerning, obviously. Look. Now, Mike Clevinger he's great on Twitter. He's an absolute fantastic follow, and I think he will fit in to San Diego perfectly. But there was obviously worry when you see that. You obviously think Tommy John. Mike Clevinger has tweeted out, and it has been, it won't be Tommy John, but it also might not be. They might need to win a couple series before we see Mike Clevinger pitch, unfortunately. Nothing quite has been fully announced yet. The Padres have until Wednesday to announce their playoff roster. And unless injuries happen, they cannot affect that. They will drop down to 26 players. So it will be a little tighter when that rolls around. Now, another thing, unfortunately, happened tonight. Denilson Lamet going out, not spinning the greatest gem of the season, but he's pitching well, in line for the win. Padres are up 3-2. He's got two outs, I think, in the fourth inning. Yeah, because he went 3 2/3, so he's got two outs in the fourth inning. And throws a pitch, ball down the way, looked like maybe a slider, and called out Jason Castro, the catcher, and Jason Castro has to call the trainer out. And you know, normally when the pitcher calls out the catcher and then the catcher calls the trainer, that's it. The pitcher knows something's wrong. All due respect to Mike Clevinger, you know, we don't need Clev and Lamet. I mean, we do. We do need both of them, but it's not a panic situation. If only one of them is down, if both of them are down, I love Zach Davies. I think he's pitched very, very well this year. But I don't think he can be a playoff ace. Chris Paddock, I know a lot of Padre fans are not very happy that I'm highly critical of Chris Paddock, and the results speak for themselves. Early in the year, he pitches well. Big games, I mean, you look at all of his the biggest starts he's had, you're going to see the numbers go up, period. Just all there is to it. The guy gives up home runs really left and right. In tough spots, tough situations. So if he's going to be needed to rely on in the playoffs, I'm not looking forward to that. And then Garrett Richards. I mean, Garrett Richards seems to be demoted to the bullpen. Luis Patino can't really throw strikes. I mean, I think the kid's got electric stuff, but he's got the problem that Lamet had 3 or 4 years ago. His stuff just might be too electric. He can't throw it for a strike, at least right now. I don't think that would work in the playoffs. And, you know, Mackenzie Gore, we all hear about Mackenzie Gore, but making your debut in a playoff game? I mean, I think this kid's, you know, the sky's the limit for him, but I think it's a bit it hurts when you put a kid in, a 20-year-old kid in to make his debut in the playoffs, and the first playoff in 14 years, by the way, when the pressure is going to be just absolutely ratcheted up. So all eyes are on both Mike Clevinger and Denilson Lament. The Padres finish up these next 2 days with the Giants in Oracle Park. They will be the road team. They were, of course, the home team tonight in the second game. Of course, that's why they won the walk-off. That was the makeup of the Alex Dickerson false positive game from about a couple weeks ago. It was a Friday night, random. They canceled the game, so they made that up. And the Padres got the W. Didn't really matter in terms of where the seating is, but you definitely do want to be playing good baseball. Obviously, it also helps because you spoiled the Giants' chances just a little bit. The Giants are playing great ball. That bullpen up until last night was the best in baseball. Coonrod just couldn't find the strike zone. And look, the Padres now have to worry about health and have to worry about how they're going to get to the playoffs and the wild card series, despite it being at home. Who is going to be healthy enough to pitch in that wild card series? Is it does look like probably going to be the Cardinals that you face. So it's probably either the Cardinals or the Marlins. I don't think I have to tell you who Padre fans would rather face. No offense, Marlins, but I would rather have you any day of the week than any other team in the National League playoff picture. So hopefully the Marlins can get rolling and finish their season out and get that fifth seed. And we can welcome them on a cross-country flight, maybe them a little jet lagged. And we'll take 2 out of 3 from them. However, we have to do that, hopefully 2 in a row, but we'll do what we got to do. So really, until next week, I will have a special Padres report prior to the playoff game. So keep an eye on that when everything is settled. So thank you all so much for listening to this Padre briefing. My name is Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Podcast Network. Once again, thank you all so much for listening. Now go wash your hands and stop hating everybody. Take care.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers. I'm the best there is.